Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. After the New York Times reported last Tuesday that Ronna McDaniel was stepping down from her post as chairwoman of the RNC after the South Carolina primary, she sent an email to 168 members of the RNC telling them that she wasn't going to be distracted by palace intrigue, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it looks like the GOP is about to, the RNC that is about to have a change in leadership. I've known Ronna, liked her a long time. I think there are issues that have to be addressed with the RNC. I've been saying them publicly and privately for a long time. It looks like President Trump is supporting Michael Whatley is his name. I believe he's from North Carolina. And also his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, as vice chair. She's now running for that position at the RNC, and she joins us now. How are you?
I'm great, Sean. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Look, I love everything that you do. If people want to know, you know, how much effort you put into your workouts, I had friends of mine show me how intense they are, and I'm like laughing. I had no idea you were that strong. But it shows me a level of discipline, dedication, strength that you have. You've been such an effective advocate for President Trump over the years, and this is a big new position for you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you. You're welcome to join me for a workout anytime. We can do a Hannity special. I would love to be there for that. Sounds amazing. But listen, I think where we are in this country right now, Sean, is we have no other option other than to ensure the election of Donald Trump. We've got a country to save. The way we save this country is making sure Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. And people may know or they may not know that the way that you elect a president on the Republican ticket is via the RNC and the aid of the RNC. And so, you know, I never anticipated I would find myself in a position where I would be running for co-chair of the RNC. But quite frankly, nothing is more important right now than indeed ensuring Donald Trump is in that White House. And we need to have the leanest, meatest fighting machine that politically you've ever seen in American history in the RNC, and that's what I want to do as co-chair. I want to ensure that every penny spent goes to ground game, goes to voter registration, goes to legal ballot harvesting, goes to election day operations, because, Sean, we've got to combat the Democrats in a way that it doesn't matter how many 3 a.m. dumps there might be, Doesn't matter how many suitcases of ballots they might find miraculously. Donald Trump needs to come out on top. And I think this is the place I can be most effective. And I'm looking forward to a revamped RNC where, you know, we're raising tons of money and we're supporting Donald Trump for president.
The last I read, the RNC was actually looking for a line of credit. That was disturbing to me. You mentioned something that I'm really glad to hear, and that's legal ballot harvesting. And here's my argument, and what my argument has been for a long time, and I give Ron a credit on one front here, is that Republicans and conservatives in this country, I understand their reluctance and their resistance about voting early and voting by mail. I understand it completely. If I had my way, we'd have paper ballots. We'd have Election Day a national holiday. We'd make exceptions for the military, for the elderly, for the infirmed, et cetera. But Election Day would be a national holiday, one day of voting. You have partisan observers in every precinct watching the vote counting all day. And I'm sorry, watching the voting all day and the vote counting all night. And then you declare a winner. Everybody goes home with confidence in the results, integrity in the process. We don't have that system. The system is what it is. And until Republicans change it and win enough elections, they're not going to be able to change it. But that being the case, you got to deal with the hand that you're dealt. And the hand that we're dealt here is one that the Democrats, I think, have done a much better job on, and that is convincing their voters to vote by mail, vote early. And you mentioned legal ballot harvesting. Now, the Republican National Committee adopted Bank Your Vote. Step two, to me, has to be matching, if not surpassing, the legal ballot harvesting that the Democrats are involved in. And I don't think the RNC has done anything on that.
Well, and you're exactly right. Look, we have to play this game smarter and better than the Democrats, or we're never going to win any more elections. And the truth is, as you just said, Republicans are typically people, conservatives are typically people who like to go vote on Election Day. I understand that. I appreciate that. But that is not the only way to vote in this country right now. We need enough votes banked that it really doesn't matter. We don't need to wait until Election Day to start catching up with the Democrats. We are going to have to play this game differently, and we're going to have to play it even better than they are. We have to be playing chess when they are playing checkers. That is how you win. And so legal ballot harvesting is a great way that we can achieve that. We have never done anything like this in the Republican Party, but it is time we made some changes. And so I think that that is what this RNC needs to be. I think obviously it's a support for Donald Trump. Obviously we're going to use every penny available to ensure he's elected. And one of those ways we do that is making sure people go vote early. If you have early voting in your area, please go do it. And then you go out and you get more people to go vote in the days following and even on Election Day and up to Election Day. We do have to start looking at things a little bit differently because, as you said, Sean, things aren't perfect. I would love, as you said, to have one day, to have paper ballots, but that's not where we are in this space. And so we have to adapt. And I think now is the time we do that. We have to go hard for 9.5 months. And we have to ensure that Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States.
To me, the following integrity measures need to be in place in every state. And I would encourage state legislators to come up with legislation that would allow for and insist upon voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls. And maybe the most important of all is partisan observers, meaning Democrats, Republicans, independents, have a right to watch the voting all day and the vote counting all night. And I don't mean 1,000 feet away like they did in 2020 during COVID, using COVID as an excuse and not making accommodations for laws to be implemented in some states. I think partisan observers are critical for integrity in this process. Now, that's going to require the RNC to recruit enough people to ensure all of those things. That's a heavy lift.
It's a heavy lift, but it's a lift we have to make, Sean. I mean, there are no two ways about it. This is a must-win election. It's not just for the next 4 years. This is about the future of America. By the way, if you want to volunteer to be a poll watcher, DonaldJTrump.com. We need everybody spread out around this country because, quite frankly, if we don't have faith in our electoral process here in the United States, we're no better off, Sean, than communist countries. You know, the America that we've known and loved really does cease to exist at a certain point. So we need to have faith in our election process. And one of those ways we do that is by watching the polls. We need people spread out all across this country, and we have to do it. And I'll tell you what, if I'm elected co-chair of the RNC, I can guarantee you that we will not be spending $70,000 on flowers. We are not doing any more funny business over there. People aren't going to be scratching their friends' backs. I will ensure, and I can assure you, that Donald Trump wants every single penny to go to his reelection effort. And it really isn't about him, Sean. It's about saving this country. Because I believe after 2024, after November 5th of this year, if you do not have Donald Trump in that White House, America will never be the same country. We don't get another crack at this. We are so blessed to live in this country, but we have to fight for it. The fight starts now. It starts today. We need every patriot across this country to volunteer and do everything we can together to ensure a victory on November 5th.
And every precinct needs poll watchers, every single one. That means every crevice, every corner of the country, even in states that are predominantly red. I would say I still want poll watchers. But the states that I would most pay attention to are Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And I'd look at New Hampshire closely. I'd pay attention to Arizona. I'd pay attention to Nevada. That's just off the top of my head. And from there, you build out, and that it's every precinct in the country. Listen, all I'm asking for, I'm saying Democrats get the same exact treatment. They get to have poll watchers. They get to have partisan observers. And they can watch the voting all day and the vote counting all night. And I think everybody benefits and walks away with the feeling, all right, well, this was a free and fair election, and they'll have confidence in the results. I think that would take away a lot of issues for a lot of people. Not everything, but a lot.
But yeah, and honestly, you know, it was such a disappointment, 2020. I think you have tens of millions of people in this country who would say, you know what, something wasn't right with that election. We can't exist like that as a country. We need to ensure that here in 2024, right now, we all feel confident with our election. You mentioned Arizona. The issues in just the state of Arizona in the past several years have been abysmal and horrific. You should never see things like that happening in the United States of America. And yet here we are. This is the time. This is where we make a stand. It's going to take all of us coming together and working toward this goal. But Sean, like I said, we really have to do this. I really do believe that if you look at the destruction that Joe Biden caused in 3 years, I mean, my goodness, the first 6 months were bad enough. We have another year of this, don't forget. And then if we don't make some changes, I really don't think we have our country back. And so it is now, it is the time. Believe me, like I said, I never imagined myself running for a role like this, but I do feel strongly that this is really the most important space right now. And I can tell you, it's an honor to even be considered. It's an honor to have the endorsement of my father-in-law for a position like this. He understands what's at stake. My goodness, this man is under attack day in and day out, and yet he is still headstrong, facing forward, fighting for America, and it's an honor to be by his side to do the same.
I agree with you. I think it's all hanging in the balance here. I don't know how we survive 4 more years of wide-open borders without a national security disaster. I don't know how we survive with these horrific economic policies. I don't know how we survive with a foreign policy where there's not a single, you know, thug around the world that respects our president. The Hur report in particular was beyond revealing. It's actually chilling to me, because you also know that the likes of Putin and Xi and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs in Iran, that they're all being briefed on this as well. And for them, that's carte blanche to do pretty much whatever the hell they want.
And that's why you need a strong leader in the White House. You think about Donald Trump as president of the United States, Sean. It was peace through strength. Our adversaries didn't even try it, because they knew that the implications of doing something while Donald Trump was in the Oval Office were too great. They knew that the retaliation on the other side was not even worth it. Right now, we have a weak and ineffective leader in the White House. It makes America weak, and it makes our allies all around the world weak as well. You have a destabilized world right now with Joe Biden as president of the United States. We want to get back to the days of things like the Abraham Accords, you know, historic peace agreements being signed in the Middle East, talks with Kim Jong-un, who you just talked about, of North Korea to possibly denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. believe me, these people are excited about Joe Biden getting four more years because now is their time. Now is their time to test America. Now is their time to usurp America as a superpower of the world. Now is the time where if we're not careful, we're going to lose this country. And I can tell you, that's why I'm doing this. I have two young kids who are 4 and 6 years old. The last thing I need to be doing, Sean, is out here all of, you know, dealing with all of these crazy, bloodthirsty folks in the mainstream media, the crazed lunatic liberals on the other side of the aisle. But I'm out here fighting because it's for my kids. It's for our grandkids. It's for generations beyond. Now's the time we stand up and we save the United States of America.
I can't say it any better. We wish you well in this effort to be the vice chair of the RNC, and we'll be watching closely. Finally, somebody's echoing what I have been saying for a long time about legal ballot harvesting and early voting and voting by mail, which, by the way, gets pulled off by Florida perfectly every single election year now. But anyway, Laura Trump, thank you so much for being with us. We wish you the best of luck. We'll be having you on often to talk about it all.
Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby,
#250 keyword baby, or go to their website preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Before I get to the phones here, let me play poor liberal Joe Scarborough. Liberal Joe Scarborough. I mean, would you want to be in the position of having to defend Joe Biden's cognitive state? I mean, we have seen nothing but a collective meltdown by the mob and the media for Robert Hur telling the truth that we have been pointing out for, you know, over 4 years on this program. And that is that Joe is mentally declining. It's a significant real cognitive decline. We were comparing tapes from 2020 when he was running and we were pointing this out the first time. And compared to 2020, he seemed and today he seemed lucid back in 2020. But liberal Joe, he says, you want to know how Biden's doing? Look at your 401k. Hey, Joe, liberal Joe, this is great. A great idea for people that have 401ks or still have them. Great idea. But what about the people that don't have them? What about the 60%, Joe, that don't work on TV and are like we do and get paid, in your case, way more than you're worth? What about those people, the ones living paycheck to paycheck, the ones that are using their credit cards to put bare necessities on the table and make ends meet every month? What about those people? Those are the people I care about. Those are the people that is me. That's Sean Hannity before all of this. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, but listen to liberal Joe.
You want to know how Biden's doing? Look at your 401k. And if you're one of these rich country club types to drive your Ferrari or your Maserati to your country club and bitch about how horrible the economy is, look at your stock app and see how much money you're making every hour, because there's not a crazy lunatic in the White House.
Yep, there's liberal Joe living high on the hog, out of touch. I don't know. I guess he's down in Florida somewhere, I read. Can't wait to run into him. All right, let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Nancy is in Rhode Island. Nancy, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. I live 5 years in Rhode Island. Where in Rhode Island are you?
I'm in Cumberland, up towards the north.
Yeah, I was in Warren, Rhode Island for 5 years. Used to love the Bristol 4th of July parade, and I love the Black Pearl in Newport at the wharf over there.
My dad's favorite place to go, the Black Pearl. We love it there.
Man, isn't it awesome? You know, in case you don't know this, you can order it and they'll deliver it to your house.
I don't order it a lot because I'm always on a, you know, a perpetual never-ending diet, and I'm like, it's so annoying.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's very cool. What's going on? How's things up in the tiniest state in the union with great people?
I love it here. We're in the middle of a little, what they call a storm, but it's manageable. I'd like to start off by saying that I am not a fan of Joe Biden by any means. And even in his prime, I thought he was marginal at best. But that being said, he's clearly being taken advantage of by his wife, his family, his staff, and the entire Democrat Party. If the Democrats had any integrity, they would stop this blatant display of elderly abuse. That's what it is. That's putting our entire nation and the world at risk. They should suspend his campaign for reelection. They should simultaneously apologize for being so ignorant of the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia and vow to raise awareness of both these diseases. I think it's their only option, in my opinion.
It's not their only option. I'll tell you what their option is. Their option is what Van Jones is recommending, which is they hide him. And if they hide him enough and they let other surrogates, and now we see that Bill Clinton and Obama, they're going to step up. They're going to go out and campaign later, I guess, next month with Joe Biden. And they're going to send out their surrogates and their hacks. I probably my favorite line came from, I guess it was, who was it? I guess it was Karine Jean-Pierre, who's literally saying that he slams Robert Hur and says Joe Biden is so sharp he does more in an hour than most of us do in a day. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a little dubious of that claim. I don't think he can accomplish anything in an hour.
Unless it's destruction, then he's over the top and well beyond his means doing that, causing in an hour and a day.
Look, I said this earlier and I stand by it. I'm not backing off. To me, is there anybody in his family that can just objectively discern how bad this is? Rather than being so defensive, maybe they should look and take a really long look at the videotapes of this man being put in a position where he's humiliating himself, embarrassing himself, right, after all these years of service. And I'm no fan of Joe Biden's, but at some point, I don't know, if I ever get that way, trust me, Linda will be throwing me off the air and kicking me out the door in seconds. And by the way, and so would my family. My kids would step in and say, Dad, you're done. You're out. You're finished. They would not take no for an answer. I know my kids.
That's exactly what my point was going to be. We took care of my mother with Alzheimer's for many years, all our siblings. And if we subjected her to one-tenth of what they're putting him through, you can be guaranteed social services would be knocking on our door, wondering whether or not we had the case. There comes a time when the family has to sit down, make really hard decisions and say, I'm sorry, but business as usual is not an option anymore. And they have to put this man's personal health above politics. And I just don't know if they're capable of doing that. And I feel like ethically more and morally, they're just doing everything wrong for this country and caring for this man. And it's embarrassing. And it's very sad that there's nobody coming to his aid and sticking up for what is obviously abuse, in my opinion.
Look, I don't know what you want to call. Maybe if I were to give the benefit of the doubt to his family, I might say the following. I might say that they're so intoxicated by power that maybe they compartmentalize and refuse to see truth and reality. They're not seeing it. That would be probably the most gracious interpretation of this. But I find that very hard to believe. And instead of lashing out against Robert Hur, maybe they should ask themselves, is that true? If that's true, we got a problem. But here's what I can almost guarantee you. This is my best educated guess. They know how bad it is and they're covering for him. And that, this is where power is intoxicating. And, you know, I've said on this program many, many times, Nancy, I've said that I don't think fame is healthy. for anybody. And you might think, okay, well, Hannity, it's easy for you to say, you're in the public eye. Yeah, it's not healthy. You know, when I was a contractor, nobody came up to me and wanted my autograph. When I worked in restaurants, nobody said, you did such a great job cooking or making that drink or bringing us, you know, as you're such a good waiter. Can I have your autograph? Nobody ever asked for that. So you kind of have to keep life in perspective. And I think the two things that maybe have somewhat grounded me is my belief in God and my understanding that I just work like everybody else. And my work happens to be public. That's all. There's no difference. Everybody works in the service industry in some capacity. Do you work or did you work or what do you do?
Yes, I worked in retail for many years. I was on the front lines in retail for about 30 years. Right now, I'm trying to do some writing. I'm sort of taking it easy, but I'm just thinking it's not.
But that's a service business. You are serving people in retail. I go to a store when I meet a great clerk or somebody that, you know, can find what I'm looking for when I can't find it myself. I'm so grateful because I want to get the hell out of there.
I love doing it, but I'm concerned because I think it's not an if, it's a when something tragic is going to happen. Didn't he just recently smack his head on Air Force One or something? Like,
it was Marine One. Yeah, when he was coming, that was this weekend. Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, any bump on the head, whether or not he's got cognitive problems or not, at that age could be detrimental. I just feel like he's literally being thrown to the wolves for the benefit of the party, which is ridiculous because no one in the country thinks he's capable of the job anyway. Why don't they just...
I hate to tell you, no, there's a significant number of people in this country that either they hate Trump so much or they'll blind themselves to the truth and reality. However, the canary in the coal mine, David Axelrod, Van Jones, James Carville, Paul Begala, Maureen Dowd, they're all dealing with it and they're not sugarcoating it. We'll see how this unfolds. But I got to roll. Listen, Nancy, my best to everybody in Rhode Island. And when you see my friends at the Black Pearl, tell them that, you know, Sean Hannity was talking about you guys again on radio. They should be advertisers. But I love the place. Anyway, appreciate it. All the best to you. And, you know, weather that snowstorm. Have fun today in the snow. I wish I could be there with you shoveling it. I'm kidding. Danny out in my old stomping grounds, Long Island. Danny, I know Long Island is upset that I left. You have a big election. And by the way, going on today, and that is the 3rd Congressional District, and you got Mozzie Pillup is going up against Tom Suozzi, 100% Biden supporter, to fill the George Santos seat. I'm hoping people, in spite of the snow, show up for Mozzie Pillup, because that would be an important win for Republicans. It's a tough race. It's very close. We'll see what happens. But anyway, how are you today?
Well, Sean, I'm happy to tell you the snow is done. The roads are clear. I was at my polling booth this morning. A lot of heavy volume, I'd call it. A lot of people with veterans hats on and looking like people that I would think would be voting in my issue. I'm in Massapequa, so I'm pretty sure we're going to come out for Representative Pillup. It's funny that MAGA racists are about to elect an Ethiopian Jew to be our congresswoman. Isn't that funny?
You're one of those evil MAGA Republicans. MAGA. You know, what's so evil about wanting America to be great again? I don't think that's evil. I want America to be the greatest, best, strongest, toughest, meanest, kick-ass country on the face of the earth, where we are the world's envy. We used to be. We're not right now.
I can't explain to people who aren't close enough to the insanity. I did 20 years in the police department in the city. I retired as a lieutenant. Unfortunately, for my own mental being, two of my children, great kids, have entered the police department and are dealing with this migrant nonsense every single day. And these Democrats who live out in far away that they don't get to see it. This is why Long Island is turning even redder, because we're close enough to look west to see the insanity that is New York City and what they've done. And we've had three events here in the past 5 years that have so damaged the quality of life for the everyday New Yorker. One, we defanged the New York City Police Department. Two, we have the no bail law. And three, we decided to make ourselves a sanctuary state. And Tom Suozzi was right in on that when he was our representative.
Oh, big time. Big time.
He started the first migrant welcome centers when he's the mayor of Glen Cove. Well, the people of Glen Cove have now elected a completely Republican leadership, both in their mayoral seat up there and their councilman. So they've seen it. Democrats are like locusts. They show up, they ruin where they are, and then they have to move on to a different area, and then the area becomes Republican. So,
yeah, by the way, don't come to Florida. Stay away. I left a state that they ruined, and I don't want people coming down here ruining this state. And I can assure the people of Florida, where I'm now officially registered to vote, and I purposely, specifically, undid my registration in New York. I otherwise would be voting. But in a little over 3 hours, those polls are still open. They close when I come on TV, 9 p.m. tonight. And if you've not voted yet today in the special election and you're in District 3 in Long Island, this is an important vote. Mazie Pilip is a great candidate. I hope she can win. It's a tight race, according to the polls. We'll see. And I'm hoping that they hold on to that seat. They need it desperately. Anyway, appreciate your call, my friend. God bless you. My advice, get out of there. My advice to your kids is be careful as officers. Hey, don't forget, polls in New York District 3. That's Mazie Pilip running against the 100% Biden supporter, Tom Suozzi. The polls are open till 9. I hear voter turnout has been low. That's not good for Republicans in Long Island. You have 3 more hours to get to the polls. My advice is vote. Republicans could use this vote desperately. Anyway, that's Mazie Pilip. We don't really need a 100% Joe Biden supporter in Long Island, do we? That's going to wrap things up for today. Tony Bobulinski going before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees today. Jason Smith, who heads the House Ways and Means Committee. Jim Jordan, Judiciary. Comer, House Oversight Committee. They'll all join us. Laura Trump, now running for vice chair of the RNC. We'll check in with her. Senator Tim Scott tonight. Also, Tudor Dixon, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Mark Morano, 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.